presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
RT World News.
November 14, 4:41 America, New York, Russia dismisses reports of FM Lavrov's hospitalization. Spokeswoman ridicules U.S., U.K. outlets that published rumors about foreign minister details to follow.
BBC News World.
November 14, 4:35 America, New York, Kherson. President Zelensky visits liberated city. The regional capital was liberated on Friday after being taken by Russia in March.
Mirror World News. November 14, 4:35 America, New York. Istanbul terror suspect captured in same hoodie as 2005 London bomber in dramatic raid. Police body cam footage showed anti-terrorism officers pinning down the female suspect, wearing a purple hoodie inscribed with the words, New York, as they raided her home last night.
Washington Post World.
November 14, 4:25 America, New York, African nations demand more money for removing emissions. African nations want to increase how much money they receive from schemes that offset greenhouse gas emissions and are looking for ways to address the issue at UN climate talks currently underway in Egypt.
New York Times World News.
November 14, 4:23 America, New York, Hong Kong demands inquiry after protest song is played before rugby match. Glory to Hong Kong, popular among pro-democracy protesters in 2019, was broadcast instead of the Chinese national anthem. Namdong Asiad Rugby Field in Incheon, South Korea, where a protest song was played before a match by Hong Kong's rugby sevens team on Sunday.
Mirror World News.
November 14, 4:22 America, New York, Vladimir Putin's right-hand man Sergei Lavrov rushed to hospital with heart issue at G20. We'll be bringing you the very latest updates, pictures and video on this breaking news story.
World News, breaking international news and headlines, Sky News.
November 14, 4:16 America, New York, Sergei Lavrov, taken to hospital with heart condition, on arrival at G20. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has been taken to the hospital after his arrival for the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesian authorities said.
New York Times World News.
November 14, 4:07 America, New York, Iran attacks opposition bases in Iraq's Kurdistan region. At least two people were killed and nine more wounded as security forces launched cross-border strikes at opposition groups they accuse of fueling protests across Iran. Forces from Kamala, a left-wing Kurdish-Iranian opposition group near Sulaymaniyah in the Kurdistan region of Iraq on Sunday.
Washington Post World.
November 14, 3:18 America, New York, officials, renewed Iranian attacks in northern Iraq kill one. Kurdish officials in northern Iraq say at least one person was killed in renewed Iranian attacks in the region.
New York Times World News.
November 14, 3:15 America, New York, Yellen encourages vaccinations in China as COVID restrictions slow growth. With China's strict pandemic policies stalling the economy at home and globally, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said American mRNA vaccines are at the ready, receiving a COVID vaccine in Wuhan, China, last year. Wall Street Journal World News.
November 14, 3:07 America, New York, Turkey blames Kurdish militant group for Istanbul bombing. The Turkish Interior Minister said the attack in the heart of Istanbul that killed six people and wounded 81 others was perpetrated by members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party who crossed into Turkey from Syria.
The Washington Times Stories. Advocacy.
November 14, 2:50 America, New York, shots fired at University of Virginia, police seek suspect. The University of Virginia issued a warning to students to shelter in place late Sunday night following a report of shots fired on the campus.
Wall Street Journal World News.
November 14, 2:31 America, New York, Japanese inflation shows signs of easing, Kuroda says. The yen slide against the dollar has increased the cost of imported raw materials, energy and food, but currency interventions have helped slow the decline, the BOJ governor said.
Washington Post World.
November 14, 2:25 America, New York, Palestinians, Israeli forces kill young woman during raid. The Palestinian Health Ministry says Israeli forces shot and killed a 19-year-old Palestinian woman during a raid in the occupied West Bank.
Fox World News, November 14, 2 o'clock America, New York, Gen Z climate activist, throwing paint, stopping traffic is privileged protest and unhelpful. Young eco-activists having defaced paintings and poured onto freeways for environmental justice are not tangibly improving the climate, conservationist says.
Wall Street Journal World News.
November 14, 102 America, New York. U.S. official says China is uncomfortable with Russia's rhetoric, activity in Ukraine. The comments came ahead of a meeting between President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping at the G20 summit.